I'm Charlotte Armitage, and this is Objects. Over the last few months, I've been speaking to care experience people from different walks of life. I asked them to bring three objects to our conversation, each representative of their time before, during, and after care. Care experience people are just like everyone else, smart, dedicated, funny, and thoughtful. I wanted this podcast to be empowering for the guests and for you. I think these are stories of strength, the strength that is needed to take control of our own narrative, and I hope the strength that is gained from doing so. As we adjust to the world as it is and think about what kind of world may emerge after, I'm inviting you into those conversations.
Whenever I moved around, I just never fit in, and because I've moved around that much, I was always the new kid at the new school.
For me, I was loved. I wasn't taken out of care because I wasn't loved.
In my heart at the time, I was in a different place, and I wasn't in a good place. I wasn't sure that I had self-awareness of it then.
Because my mum was like, oh, this is your mum and this is your dad. And I was like, well, no, you're my mum and my dad's my dad.
It was one of the reasons why black children in the 70s and 80s stayed in care a bit longer than average, because foster carers wouldn't take us in.
I had staff calling me Chicken George, and they thought that that was funny. And obviously, if the staff are calling it, the young people start calling you, and it singles you out.
And then you go through that period of feeling quite frustrated. Why does this person have a mum and a dad and a brother and sister, and why won't I ever get to experience that?